You're here because you want more. More engagement. More delight. More fun. More learning. You're hungry for change and willing to take action.
If you're not prepared to be wrong, you'll never come up with anything original.
Welcome to the e-learning scenario design podcast with Anna Sabramowitz.
I'm going
to
show you how great I am.
Let's take learning to the next level.
Hello, everybody. Anna Sabramowitz here. Thank you so much for joining me. I have a special guest today, Kristen Anthony, one of the members of our interactive storytelling program. And Kristen recently launched their own interactive story. And I thought, strike while the iron's hot, get them on this call before she gets too famous and then doesn't want to talk to me anymore. So I was like, let's do this. So thank you so much for being here, taking the time.
Yeah, no problem.
So, okay. So it's funny because I was asking people, I'm like, before the interactive storytelling program, what was life like? Like it was some sort of drudgery, right? Like we changed it completely. But for you, this is not like you've been rocking it for a while. So I'm thinking you should just give us like a little bit of a, you know, just a flavor of what's been happening before. And you've been busy.
So actually, the Interactive Storytelling Academy came at a really interesting time for me. I joined my current company and I'd been there for about a year and a half. And COVID-19 hit and I was finding myself really just struggling with what am I doing? Do I want to continue to be doing this? What is it that I'm trying to do in the world? And I actually went and got some career coaching right around the time when I found out about this opportunity. And some of the things that I uncovered with my career coach are, you know, just what is it that Kristen really needs to thrive? And it was things like, I'm a maker and I really need to understand the why of a thing before I can do it successfully. And at the same time, I was in the process of switching teams at work in order to be more of a learning technologist and less of a learning experience designer. And while all of that was happening, I was thinking about, okay, what is it that I need to be practicing? What do I want to focus on? And one of the things that I had on my list for a really long time was game development. And specifically, I was thinking about things like game writing, because I figured there's always going to be somebody who's light years ahead of me in terms of actually making a game, but game writing is something that I felt like I could contribute no matter what kind of team I was on. And then I found out about the Interactive Storytelling Accelerator, and it really hit for me on a lot of those areas, because I was thinking about, okay, this is something that's going to help me to practice game writing inside of a community instead of Kristen just trying to do something and not knowing whether or not I, you know, hit the bullseye. So yeah, it came really at the intersection of a lot of change personally.
I like when we first started talking, you had, there were so many creative ideas that you had. And I think one of the challenges was where do I begin first? Because like you said, you are a maker, you've proved it, but also how do you direct that creativity, that vision, and make it manifest into something that other people also find useful? Because yeah. I think we can do a lot of creative stuff that it never ends up seeing the light of day because it's not helping. It's and for us it's just another toy. So that's what I really wanted to get into is you know, you took action. You're an inspiration as far as I'm concerned, because I know you said a couple of times, you were like, oh, I didn't move as fast as I wanted to. And this isn't, you know, the momentum. But for me, the fact that, you know, the interactive story that you crafted is for you, you're working on it in your very own time.
Yeah.
Finding those pieces, trying to find motivation. So we'll talk about that as well. Like, how do you keep yourself motivated to keep going? But first off, let's talk about your interactive story. Who's it for? Who are you trying to influence? What problem is it solving? Everything.
Yeah, so my interactive story was Brink of Burnout, and it really was coming out of all of those things that I just talked about, my getting career coaching, really wrestling with my relationship to work in the light of COVID-19 and the fact that people are out there dying, you know, and we've talked about this in the accelerator before. You know, I think that just kind of the whole world is having this memento mori moment. We're remembering that we're mortal. And Brink of Burnout to me was really about helping people to realize in my relationship to work, where is it that I have agency? And I think that burnout is something that feels really complex, and it is. But at the same time, that sometimes the right answer is to flee because there are things that you actually can't change. There are like cultural issues. I think sometimes we forget that we actually do have a lot of agency, particularly in the tech sector and the white collar world. We have a lot of agency about the way that we work, and we give up that agency when we do things like answer emails immediately or stay on chat all day or constantly have our email working or things like that. And so what I wanted to help people to realize was, where is it that I have this wiggle room? Where is it that I have this agency about these things that can really bring me down and can really lead to burnout?
I like it because what you said is that we have this, we have places where burnout can feel complex. Burnout can feel like it is almost an unsolvable problem. But this this idea of agency, how small actions can empower you to take larger actions later on and make you feel like you have more of that autonomy in a place where you thought you had none. So yeah. I thought that was fun. But there was other things with your interactive story that you did that were... Because crafting a story is in itself an awesome task to behold. But then you were like, okay, I can't just do that. I'm going to do something extra, extra level. So tell us about the rest of that magic.
Yeah. So as a learning technologist, and this is a place where I've been going for a number of years, one of the things about my particular team is that we're actually becoming front-end engineers. And so I really wanted this story to be at the intersection of all of the things that I wanted to be doing in the world. So that includes coding, it includes making something accessible, it includes something that's gameful. I don't like gamification, but gameful. It includes having something that you know, works on mobile devices as well. And so what I did was to actually use Twine, which is an open source interactive fiction creator, and I used a lot of CSS and a little bit of JavaScript in order to basically bend Twine to my will and make it do what I wanted to do. And it's also XAPI enabled, so a person's decisions are being tracked anonymously, so that there's a backend that sees, you know, how many people have chosen this, how many people have chosen that. And then at the end of the story, it'll actually tell you the percentage of all the people who have played through it, how many people have chosen what you chose.
That is so awesome. That is like, that is the kind of stuff, what I think is so cool, is those are only the things that you see in like major, major game development companies, right? Where they're like, okay, by the way, you know, 50 million users chose this. And you're like, I'm never going to be able to do that as an independent designer. And here you are, soup to nuts, right? You and, well, you collaborated with an graphic designer illustrator, right? To, or did you? You did, right?
No, for these images, I actually went and purchased a bunch of kits that I found online. But I am in the process of collaborating with the graphic designer.
Oh, that's awesome. And it's funny because they worked out, like, I don't know, I think that we always look at, like, illustration as like the be all end all, but it's amazing how scalable something like these kits, like you said, can be. So I have a couple of comments that sure. have been posted about your story. I want to read them to you. I want everybody to hear this. Okay. So this one, this is great. Love that it integrates that life outside of work really truly matters to your overall well-being and ability to perform when on the clock. Here's another one. I love the characters and colors, and it successfully convinced me to take a Sunday afternoon off. Here's another one. Great interactive. I scored high, and yet I do none of these things myself. I need to take my own advice, apparently. This was excellent. I found myself really invested in helping the main character make some healthy decisions. Such a beautifully simple design. And then the last one, I really enjoyed this interactive story. I like the element of helping someone else with a problem and helping ourselves at the same time. Thanks for sharing.
Those are awesome.
Yeah.
Those are really awesome. And I think they really underscored the things that I learned through the accelerator. Things like keeping it simple and things like, you know, one of the things that particularly caught my imagination through the accelerator was this idea of using the third person. And having looked at a bunch of simulation games, I was like, well, why aren't we using the second person? Like everybody uses you. But you all were really, really great about convincing me personally about that psychological distance is really important. And I think it came through in those comments that they felt that being able to help Gabby, but they also saw how they should be taking that advice as well. So that's awesome.
It's awesome because, you know, when you usually when people post interactive stories, they're like, oh, what, you know, what did you do here? They're asking all this technical stuff, but here people are actually thinking about themselves. You're impacting the human in them,
yeah.
Not just the technical and instructional designer. So that's awesome. I love it. So, okay. So you basically told us that what really made you join was the fact that you were at this professional and personal kind of crossroads, lots of decisions. Okay, cool. So when you joined, was there anything that surprised you or made you kind of like take you back, anything?
Probably the most surprising thing was, I think I went into it thinking of it as more of like a writing cohort. And so right now, at least we're in a, kind of a large group, which has still been really helpful for sure. But I think that was probably the biggest thing. Other than that, it was that I had to make a Facebook account because I did not have one before. So that was a surprise.
Okay, that's good. I mean, if you're trying to be productive and a creative, then definitely social media is, yeah, it's a very, something you have to be very strict with yourself about. Totally.
Yeah.
So, okay, as far as the elements that you found personally or professionally most beneficial after working through interactive story and us in the group, what were there things that you really enjoyed?
Absolutely. The biggest thing was just being able to get consistent feedback. You know, one of the things that I feel like I'm constantly learning is that as a beginner, quality or quantity really trumps quality to a degree, which isn't to say that I think that this was not a quality piece because the feedback got me to quality, but it was just continuing to move and continuing to iterate and being able to get that feedback consistently was hugely beneficial. The other thing that I'm really enjoying right now is being able to go through the masterclass because the other thing that I am learning about myself is that I really value precision, particularly as a beginner. And I think the masterclass is working us towards being really precise about the language that we use when we talk about interactive stories, what good looks like, you know, how we know that a thing is good, looking at examples and really, really dissecting them. So that's incredibly useful for me, not only going through it kind of for the first time, but I think just going back, being able to have that kind of precision in language is really beneficial. And then the other thing is all of the worksheets, I think have been incredibly helpful to not have to start necessarily from a blank page, but really being able to start from, okay, this is what I'm trying to do right now, and having some examples there.
Cool. And I know that you've, I could sense that about you, and also you've expressed it in the group, and it's actually pushed Ryan and I to be like, okay, Kristen's saying this, and it means that we got to be more precise. We got to be more specific because you're absolutely right. That's the only way we can actually set some goals and metrics around mm-hmm. what that's going to look like. So I love that. But one of the things that I found was really cool is that, you know, you'd post, this is crazy. So you'd be like, oh, I kicked some butt over the weekend and I made sure like you implemented changes and you were like, I made some updates, check them out. So we'd be looking at them, right? And it was quite a lot of work. And so you'd get feedback throughout the week and then you'd implement over the weekend. So how do you keep yourself motivated? You're working on your own project. How do you do that?
For me, it's really been about being disciplined in having a schedule. So I use a bullet journal. I don't know that I use it correctly, but I use a Kristen style bullet journal. And so it's really important for me to have a list of tasks that I want to do every day and to be able to check those off. And that is really how I get through sort of the entire universe of things that I want to accomplish. And so with the interactive story, it really was a lot of bullet journaling. Like I take in the feedback, I'd throw a temper tantrum, and then I would look at it again and realize, okay, there's good stuff here, and make a checklist. And then I'd have that big checklist, but you know, I know I couldn't accomplish all of that in one day, so I'd do it just a little bit at a time. And that was really the most successful thing for me, is just having that list of daily tasks.
It's interesting you said that whole idea about temper tantrum, because I remember there was one coaching session. You weren't there, but you posted. So we were like, let's give her feedback, because I know she's going to, you know, kick butt on the weekend again. And then after I finished that session, I was like, and then you implemented, and you know, and I thought, man, this human being is so like, I was like, if I got that, I'd be like smashing stuff. Like, you guys don't understand what I did. You know? I'm thinking, and then, but I don't think most people understand, or will understand how much you actually iterated on that interactive story and how much feedback you actually integrated. It's like, I would look through it and I'd be like, wow, look at this. Like, we said something like that wasn't working. And then Kristen took it to this level and made it this. And it was so cool seeing that evolution. And maybe it's better that you weren't there on that session because you were like able to absorb it from a distance. But yeah. I did reflect on the fact that you didn't stop. You just, and obviously that's a part of almost, that's a blessing and a curse, right? Because you could say, oh, I could just keep going with this, right? As mm-hmm. When do we ship? When do we stop?
Yeah.
Abandon the art. So how was that like? When did you say, this is it?
Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed over my career in learning experience design is that around the 3 to 4 month mark, I'm like, this needs to get out the door and away from me. Because I start to really lose steam. And I'm just like, I don't want to look at this anymore. And when I look at brink of burnout, particularly on mobile, completely my fault because I didn't develop with mobile in mind from the very beginning, but mobile's kind of wonky. But I thought, this is good enough. It really is. It's good enough for me to put it out there and get some feedback. And that's something that I know we talk about in the accelerator as well, is getting to that good enough point in every iteration. And so I think those were kind of the things that were guiding me. You know, A, I'd been working on it for probably 3.5 or so months. And B, I was, you know, thinking, this is good enough. It's good enough for me to put this out there, get some feedback, and then I can go back and iterate on it if I want to or need to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fantastic piece. And obviously it's having a really positive impact on people's lives. So question, what advice would you give to yourself when you were just beginning, if you could go back in time? What would be that advice?
Yeah, I was, I've been thinking about this, and I don't know that I would do anything differently than I did, which was to take a lot of notes and to ask a lot of questions, because I went into this with the mindset of, okay, every time I do another one of these, I want to be able to go a little bit farther down the path, kind of on my own steam. Practicing the things that I learned about the last time. And so I took a lot of notes about, try this, do this when you're here, do that when you're there. and sort of made a checklist for myself of things to check and sort of, I don't know, sections to have and phases, that's probably a better word, phases to go through in terms of iteration that I think are going to serve me well as I continue to practice. And so that's been my whole goal, is to really absorb it so that, you know, every time I can go a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further with a higher quality. And so that would probably be my advice, is take a lot of notes and ask a lot of questions.
That's awesome. And it sounds like you have this phased approach. Like if it's your first one, do this, and then keep in mind that the next one can be, you can add complexity if you want, but it's, don't overwhelm yourself with, well, I mean, you did like you 4 different elements of that you challenged yourself on. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see what's next.
Awesome.
So, if somebody wants to connect with you or work with you or learn more about what you're doing, where do they go? Where should they reach out?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably the best place to reach me is my website. That's katenanthony.com. I'm also on Twitter. I am at Anthkris, A-N-T-H-K-R-I-S. And I'm also on LinkedIn, also Anthkris.
Awesome. And I will put the links to all those links you mentioned underneath the video. And also, is that where people can go to experience on your website, Brink of Burnout?
Oh, yes. So I actually need to post it probably to the front page, but yes, you'll be able to find it there.
Awesome. Well, this was fabulous. And I hope everybody got a lot of value from this and just a cool perspective on how to challenge yourself. And hopefully it inspires you to check out Brink of Burnout and also maybe craft your own interactive story. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you, Kristen.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're listening to the eLearning Scenario Design Podcast with Anna Sabramowitz.